Today, the Justice Department charged a Muslim charity and seven of its officials with supporting terrorists. Attorney General John Ashcroft announced the 42-count federal indictment against the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development.
Today, a U.S.-based charity that claims to do good works is charged with funding the works of evil.
Ashcroft said the foundation funneled millions of dollars to the militant Palestinian group Hamas. NPR's Jackie Northam has been following the story and is here with us now. Jackie, first, what can you tell us about the Holy Land Foundation?
Michelle, the Holy Land Foundation was once the largest Muslim charity in the United States, which claims to distribute aid to needy Palestinians. It's based in the Dallas suburb of Richardson, but it also has several offices in Chicago, Illinois, and New Jersey. Now, it's one of three Muslim charities that the government shut down a couple of months after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and at the same time, the government froze about $4 million of Holy Land assets. It said that the organization has ties to Hamas and that it diverted more than $12 million in donations to individuals and groups associated with Hamas. So hence the indictment today.
As we said, seven officials from Holy Land were charged in today's indictment. What are some of those charges?
Well, one of the main charges is providing material support to a terrorist organization, and that would be Hamas, which the U.S. government designated as a terrorist group in 1995. There are also conspiracy charges against the men. There's money laundering, filing false tax returns, and impeding an investigation. Now, just to give you an example of what led to these charges, the indictment says that, among other things, that Holy Land gave money to about 400 Islamic militants who had been jailed by Israel, that it financed fundraising visits to the United States by Hamas officials, and that the organization siphoned off donations to pay families of suicide bombers. At the news conference today, Attorney General John Ashcroft said that paying the families actually encouraged future suicide bombings and other terrorist attacks. And Ashcroft also said that really the only fraction of the money collected by the charity was that it actually went to those people who needed it.
And officials from the Holy Land Foundation, what's been their response?
Oh, Holy Land officials absolutely deny the charges and any formal ties between the charity and Hamas. They say that the Holy Land is simply a humanitarian organization, that it uses donations gathered here in the United States to help Palestinians, primarily in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, but in other areas of the Middle East as well. And this is for things like schooling, clothing, and shelter, people who need that. Now, Holy Land has fought to get back the $4 million in frozen assets, but with no luck at all. And a lawyer for the charity says that some of the charges against the organization actually stem back to when, you know, Hamas wasn't even designated as a terrorist organization. Another interesting thing is just yesterday, Holy Land filed a complaint with the Justice Department's Inspector General, accusing the FBI of fabricating evidence against the group.
Now, as noted, this is not the first time that the government has shut down a Muslim charity. What else can you tell us about this?
Well, at the same time, it shuttered the Holy Land Foundation. The government also seized assets of two other major Muslim charities in the United States. One was the Global Relief Foundation, and the other was the Benevolence International Foundation. All of those groups have tried without success to get that money freed up. Overall, since the terrorist attacks on Michelle, the government has reportedly identified more than 380 groups or individuals that it believes have helped to finance or otherwise support terrorist organizations, and that they've actually frozen about $140 million of assets.
And are all of the indicted officials of the Holy Land Foundation now in custody?
Well, five have been arrested so far, but two are outside of the United States. And Attorney General Ashcroft said today that they are considered fugitives.
Right, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
NPR's Jackie Northam.